Let me get that.
Next question is Jesus Rodriguez. Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, Rodriguez. 12-10-60, 12-15-22 is today. Chief complaint, increased weight. Number two, headache. Next number is history of bradycardia. Next number is hypertension. Next number is follow-up of right ventricular hypertrophy. Next number is gastroesophageal reflux. Next number is needs a colonoscopy. Next number is fetal edema off and on. Next number is history of fatty liver. Next number is shoulder pain. Next number is left leg pain. Next number is left leg swelling. Patient is a mechanic, 62 years old, owns his own shop, does a lot of physical activity during the day. He's been having some palpitations, which he saw the cardiologist for, and he was having PACs, no atrial fibrillation, normal echo, normal stress test. He's also having issues with palpitation when he lays on his left side and symptoms gastroesophageal reflux, which gets better when he doesn't eat dinner and when he takes Nexium. He is scheduled for a colonoscopy and EGD at this time as well, since we did finish his cardiac workup. Period. New paragraph. Review of system as above. COVID immunizations up to date. Medication. He takes Ibersartan, 150 milligram, hydrochlorothiazide 25, and Nexium 40 milligram with this. Medical problems, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux, sleep apnea, not using a CPAP now in big letters. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Surgical, no recent surgical history. Family history. Mom died in 07 because of MI. Dad died in 01 because of a stroke. Today, he's alert. He's awake. He feels sleepy because he got up early this morning. He's 234 pounds, no significant change, 95%, 98, 16, 53, 133 over 75. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear. Oh, positive bradycardia. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft, but obese, neck shows, JVD skin shows, no eyes, lower extremity shows, 1 plus fetal edema. Number one, hypertension controlled. Number two, sleep apnea is a problem. He does not want to go back to his CPAP. I introduced him to the Bungo, B-O-N-G-O. Sleep therapy. He will get started on that. Next number, his EKG shows bradycardia. Next number, we did total blood work on him, including H. pylori, testosterone, A1C, PBC, TMP, TSH, lipids, PSA, B12, and vitamin D. Next number, refer for EGD and colonoscopy. Next number is increased core. Next number is RVH. Next number is echocardiogram, shows no significant change. Next number, tiredness, most likely because of sleep apnea, which has come back since he's gained weight. Next number is fetal edema, multifactorial, no sign of DVT. Next number is fatty liver as before. Next number is shoulder pain related to musculoskeletal pain, not related to his vascular system. Next one is gastroesophageal reflux. Next one is weight gain. Next one is diet and exercise discussed with the patient at length. Next number, COVID immunizations up to date. Next one is findings were discussed with patient before leaving my clinic, and he was given ample time to ask questions. We'll call patient with the results of the blood work. Thank you. Oh, next number, BPH, both on the ultrasound and symptomatically, Flomax called in, along with Nexium and all the other medications that he's on. So start him on Flomax starting today. Thank you.